KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Thanks for joining me for Encounter today. Are you wondering what you can watch streaming and what you can watch in your theater? Well, Dr. Ted Baer, who's publisher of The Movie Guide, The Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment, and Christian and chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission, is with me today on Encounter. And I'm so excited that he's here because we're going to talk about some of the movies that are out, a little TV kids show that is on Disney Plus, and then we're going to talk about some of the Facebook debacles. Have you noticed Facebook has been really screwy these weeks? Well, you'll find out a little bit more today than you knew. So I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks for joining me today. And Dr. Baer, thank you so much for being my guest on Encounter.
Well, we've been good friends for a long, long time, Judy. And actually, you're one of my favorite people. When my wife, who's been on chemo for 26 years, started going blind because she's got OCP, ocular cicatrices of pemphigoid, you were there. So I'm proud of you. I love you. I thank you for your love, for your compassion. And Movie Guide's grown to 43 million people. But of all those 43 million people, you're one of my favorites.
Wow. 43 million people. And I remember when we came out and stayed with you and Lily, my sister and I came out and worked with you and showed you about the screen reader. It was so much fun, wasn't it? Yeah. And God has preserved you and I and our families. And you have 15 grandchildren now. Wow, Dr. Baer, you are leaving a legacy.
That's true, but it's not a legacy that the other people like. I'm grateful. All my kids are having kids, so this is beautiful. That's what they should do.
Absolutely.
Be fruitful and multiply.
That's
right.
You've been
fruitful and you've multiplied and you have wonderful kids.
Yes, we do. And two grandchildren now.
And they love you dearly.
Yes, they do. And they watch what their kids watch on TV and in the movies. So let's talk about Chip and Dale Park Life. Do you know anything about that? That's Disney Plus. And Dr. Baer, what do we need to know about these chipmunks and what they're doing?
Well, Chip and Dale has been a delightful, you know, short little clips for Disney and theaters and on TV since the 50s. And, you know, I was in the opening of Disneyland in the 50s because my father and mother were stars.
Yeah, Tex
and,
Allen.
I was one of the people who was called on to be there because you had to be part of the union. And then I was on the Mickey Mouse Club. I was one of the people who were in the commercials. And Chip and Dale is delightful. The interesting thing is that they've remade it. There are 10 episodes. It's not the high-quality Pixar animation or any of that. It's simple, wonderful, delightful. But every one of their episodes, and on movieguide.org, we have a review of 10 episodes, so you can go and look at each episode. I'm not going to go through each one. But, for instance, they all have a biblical base to them.
Amazing with
wonderful.
Disney.
Don't see that often.
No, you don't.
So episode one is called Thou Shalt Nut Steal.
Love
Nut
it.
Spelled N-U-T. So it's all a play on words. And the two chipmunks stealing hazelnuts from Pluto the dog deprives Pluto's puppies from eating. They return the nuts, but Pluto's already mad, etc. So, you know, I was on the Jim Dobson program. A woman called and said, why does one of the characters in, you know, the television program he was doing at the time have to make mistakes? You have to make mistakes so you learn from your mistakes.
Absolutely, and everybody makes mistakes.
And so Chip and Dale learned that they shouldn't have taken the hazelnuts, and they, you know, it deprived the little puppies of eating. And then there's a good ending. And the next one is Baby Whisperer. I mean, it's all cute,
that's
adorable.
Great.
And each one of them has a little bit of a moral, biblical, you know, some of them are overtly biblical. So it's quite interesting. And
that's
the titles
awesome.
Are delightful.
And they're still coming out, aren't they?
They're on Disney Plus, which is now the biggest streaming platform out there. It used to be Netflix, but now it's Disney Plus.
Oh.
And, you know, it's all fun. I mean, like, they have Struggling Duckling instead of the Ugly Duckling. Friends of the Family, they're all play on words. And they're
all play on words. And that's Disney Plus, which used to be Netflix. It's great to hear that there's some good stuff on Netflix, which is now Disney Plus,
no,
Dr.
No,
Bear.
They separated from Netflix a couple of years ago, but Disney is the Disney Channel. That's their own channel, Disney Plus. It's not associated with Netflix whatsoever. But Netflix is now, because they lost HBO and a lot of Warner Brothers and a lot of other studios, they hired a woman who's delightful to do Faith and Family films, and she's done some of the best Faith and Family films out there, including a film that, you know, I recommend to your audience called Blue Miracle. So Netflix is trying to recover, because actually, although Netflix does edgy stuff, the stuff that makes money, the stuff that gets people to watch at Netflix, is all the family stuff.
Now, isn't that interesting? All the good stuff, right?
We've been telling them that for years, so they listened.
So there's a movie that just came out, No Time to Die. What about that movie? I know it's part of the James Bond movies featuring Daniel Craig. What is that all about?
James Bond has always been, you know, beloved by young people of all places. And this one, actually, they've moved forward in the James Bond from our point of view as a biblically based review service for families, because now he has a strong relationship and he actually loves a woman. They separate under, you know, under bad circumstances, Madeleine, and he has to save her life. Then he thinks that she's betrayed him. Spectre, who's been the constant criminal throughout the James Bond series, maybe not all of them, but most of them, has now got somebody else that's even meaner, more terrible, and his name rhymes with Satan. His name is Safin. So Safin kidnaps Madeleine and another important person, including Felix, who's the American CIA, and 007, and must rescue them, of course. Now, this is a very good movie in many ways, very entertaining, and especially with this personal angle. But it's got a very limited foul language. But it's enough foul language that most of our friends, Judy, are not going to like the foul
language. Probably not going to like it.
Two F words and two strong profanities. Compared to most movies, which have, you know, 50 or 60 F words and profanities, this is very little. It's almost like they put it in there to say, oh, we're an R-rated, you know, PG-13 or R-rated film, and we want you to know that, because they all think that that's going to attract a bigger audience. It doesn't. But we keep hammering away, telling them they make more money by getting all that stuff out of there. But beside that, for mature audiences, it's a wonderful movie.
All right. God's Not Dead. That series, We the People, is the new thing that has just come out. And this is part of that series. Talk about that bit.
God's Not Dead, you know, if the first one was one of the biggest grossing independent Christian films.
We watched that as a family.
And I like this one a lot. I think it's very
good.
It's about homeschoolers who are harassed by the school board, and then they go to a judge, and the homeschool is under a church, which many homeschools are, and Pastor Dave, who is actually the star, and he's the star of every one of them, has to go to Congress to fight for homeschooling, and he finds out that the whole congressional hearing is rigged. You've got people on there who sound like, you know, some of the congressional leaders today that hate Christians and don't want homeschooling and want to indoctrinate kids. So it's a very strong movie about the foundations of our faith and liberty and unity that build America. There's a lot of great lessons in it. And I recommend highly that parents see it with their children to understand the issues that we're, you know, competing, because a lot of children are drifting and they don't understand the issues. And people have the right to homeschool.
Absolutely.
And the government does not own our children, which many children need to learn, that the government is not God and the government is not your parent.
Homeschooling has become so much more popular because of the pandemic. So We the People might be a good, strong, patriotic movie for you to see with your family. Encourage you parents, if you haven't thought about homeschooling, but you know that your kids need a different educational system, you might want to think about it. Hey, my guest is Dr. Ted Baer. We are talking about some of the movies and some of the little Disney series that's now on Disney Plus. And Dr. Baer, of course, is the founder of and publisher of Movie Guide, the family guide to movies and entertainment. If you're not one of their subscribers, they have 43 million subscribers that get their movie stuff every time it comes out. Dr. Baer, how do they do that?
Go to movieguide.org, movieguide.org, or if you want to email us, email info@movieguide.org.
info@movieguide.org. A great place to look for what should you go to in entertainment and what should you avoid. Hey, I'm Judy Redlick. My guest is Dr. Ted Baer. MediaWise, one of his books you might want to get. There's 11 or more. There's lots of books that he has out on his website, movieguide.org. We're going to come back, Dr. Baer, and let's talk about the whole social media debacle. What's been happening recently? Where are we on the trends? How can we help our kids in the social media arena, and how can we understand it more? We'll be right back. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Hey, I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Dr. Ted Baer, the founder of MovieGuide.org, is my guest. We've been talking about entertainment, some of the movies, some of the television shows, and some of the Disney Plus programs that are out there. But let's switch a little bit now to the Facebook and social media platforms. What they do, how they leave an impression on our teens, how they are tied to suicide and slave trade and sex trafficking. Talk about the debacle that's been happening with them recently. There's been some outages and junk going on. What's been happening?
Well, there's a lot of problems with all the social media, and I recommend highly that everybody listening to us watch a movie from last year that we made, one of our movie guide winners, called Social Dilemma. Social Dilemma was put together by people who had been partners with the people who founded Facebook and Google and all this. And they recognized the great threat because, you know, the artificial intelligence is always trying to get more people to go. And I've been the head of a department at Berkeley, head of a department at City University of New York. And what I taught my students is what Facebook is doing. If it bleeds, it leads. If you're in the news media, you've got to have something that, you know, not just that people are living their life. This happened first in Miami. That's why I'm using Miami. It can't be people are living their life well and enjoying the beach and everything else. It's got to be the most egregious crime, the most horrible thing. And then people, or the hurricane coming up, and the people get scared and they tune in all the time. So Facebook is built on scaring people. It's built on dragging people into the mud. And it's built on kids who go through a period. I teach cognitive development theory and media literacy, and every child goes through a period of low self-esteem. They go from the concrete stage of cognitive development to the self, you know, realization stage where they're looking at their navel the whole time. And then you want them to get out of that and go into the relationship stage where they can relate to other people, even though they're not the same as other people, and then relate to God because they're not the same. But I have people that I talk to all the time, Judy, that, you know, her daughter, one of them, who's with a doctor-advised diet that I lost 60 pounds, and we talked about. One month when we were supposed to talk, they said, no, our daughter is cutting. I can't talk to you. You know, the daughter was beautiful. She was in that low self-esteem stage. She was the number one in her class. She couldn't stand the COVID shutdown. And the number of suicides have gone up, and the number of sexual problems have gone up tremendously. So Facebook has become a platform, one, because it keeps putting up the negative, you're not good enough, you're not kind enough, you see who's the most popular. Well, you're not the most popular, you don't have millions of views. So everybody's driven to say, I can't make it. And then the other one is that a lot of sex traffickers around the world, in Africa and elsewhere, use Facebook to get safe sex trafficking. And there's one story in the Wall Street Journal, I'm proud of the Wall Street Journal, and another story in Movie Guide about a woman in Nigeria, and she needs work, and she's educated, and she gets a job, supposedly, in Saudi Arabia or Addis Ababa, and finds out that she's trapped, and you know, she can't get out of it, and she's being abused. And so this is a common pattern, false advertising, false information, and Facebook says, oh, we will deal with it. But they don't deal with it because they want more people. And one of the articles, a Movie Guide, says that the whistleblower from Facebook said this cannot change until the dynamics change. They make money off more people. They make money off leading people down the primrose path of self-destruction. So you're not going to change that until they change or you have Congress. And I'm trying to tell Facebook and everybody else that's involved with this that, you know, as de Tocqueville said, self-discipline or the whip of tyranny. If they want the whip of tyranny, they're going down the right path to get Congress to start limiting their free speech. If they want to have free speech, then, as de Tocqueville said, we need self-discipline. Facebook has to say, yeah, we might get a teenager to spend more hours on Facebook if we play to their fears, but it's not worth it because playing to their fears just makes them self-destructive and sexually destructive and all sorts of bad stuff. And we don't want to have a next generation that's gone off the tracks. And I know this personally because my development officer, who I love dearly, his son committed suicide 5 years ago. And it was his only son. And it was a major, major blow. And it was, and he was the smartest. He was a good physicist and all that. He was just young, in his early 20s, and he went down that path. So they have to start respecting kids enough not to lead them down that path when they're very vulnerable in their teenage years.
So what can we as U.S. citizens do about this whole Facebook debacle? It seems like it's the culture driver.
Well, you know, it's not just Facebook. It's a lot of the different sources that are doing it, a lot of the social media.
So all the social media, Instagram and all that are going down the same road.
Show your kids the movie Social Dilemma. Number two, get some resources that can help. You know, I've been head of a department at City University of New York. We had 60 professors come together, actually 62, and we, you know, developed the first media literacy course. We know how to teach children to be media literate, to be self-governing, not to want to fall into these traps, to understand where the traps are. So we know how to do that, but you've got to teach that to your children. So I've got a book, The Media Wise Family.
The Media Wise Family by Dr. Ted Baer. The Media Wise Family
teaches your kids how to be media wise at each stage of development. And then Culture Wise Family, which goes a little broader, but doesn't have the exercises in them. So both of those books can help you tremendously.
And that's the Media Wise Family and the Culture Wise Family. That's by Dr. Ted Baer. He's my guest today, and we've been talking about a lot of great stuff on this program. And Dr. Baer is, again, founder and publisher of Movie Guide, the family guide to movies and entertainment. Boy, Dr. Baer, you've been working in this a long time, haven't you?
Well, we've been, yes, I grew up in the industry, so I'm 75 now, so that's a long time. My father started in the industry in 1926, starring in a movie, and he starred in over 60 movies. My father was Ted Baer, but when he went to sign the contract with Warner Brothers, they had the name Robert Allen. They used to give you another name, Judy, so they could own you, and then they'd lend him out to Columbia or some other studio with the other name. And he did a Western series, which was only 12 of his 62 programs, which rated next to Tim McCoy. He also did musicals. One of them, he won the box office award. He did a lot of movies, a lot of entertainment.
So you grew up in the entertainment industry all of your life, and it just like
right.
was an extension for you to continue what your mom and dad started, but only on a Christian vein.
Well, my parents were not Christian until later. My father came to Christ 7 years after me. My wife, 5 years after me. I came to Christ at 28. I was a very strong leftist, so I understand the world the way it is now, and I thank God that he saved me. And he saved me from a lot of nefarious self-destructive activity. So I'm grateful. And I'm grateful to know you.
And I'm grateful to know you. So, Dr. Baer, as we're thinking about this social media thing, we've been talking a little bit about that. We've been talking about the movies that are coming out. And Chip and Dale, I can't wait to watch some of those episodes on Disney Plus of Chip and Dale. But you know, we talk about media-wise families, media-wise cultures, those books that are available. So how can parents that are right here now listening to this program help their children today, maybe when their children come home from school? How can they change the culture of what their children are seeing to take one step?
We've got a lot of articles on movieguide.org. We have a whole parenting section, but most of those parenting section articles come from the MediaWise family. It really is, you know, it doesn't take a lot of time, but it takes a lot of knowledge. And I see people sort of coming up with, you know, Band-Aids, and they don't understand cognitive development theory. They don't understand children at different stages. They don't understand the issues involved. So they come up with sort of half-baked ideas on how to deal with it. So if you want the real, you know, the real truth, go to me, you know, to go get a copy of the MediaWise Family and just look at the back of it. You've got questions in there and things to ask your children, games to play with your children, and, you know, a visual and audio learning tools to help your children. So right in the back of it is simple. It tells you at each stage of their growth how to deal with it, from the imagination stage to the concrete stage to the self-reflection stage. All of those stages are made very clear.
So that's all at movieguide.org. You can see a list of those books that you might want to get to help you help your family concerning social media. So, Dr. Baer, do you see light in the tunnel concerning social media and the change it needs to make?
Well, everything depends. The most powerful person in Hollywood is the person who buys the movie ticket. Most of the people who buy the movie ticket or watch streaming or whatever are between 12 and 24. I did my testimony a year ago online, well, because of the COVID shutdown. My son begged me to do it. And overnight, we had 1.2 million people come to it. Most of them, 90% plus, were under 30. And about 60% were under 24. And 90% were young men. And we had a site where they could go and accept Jesus. So we, you know, it's a powerful tool. But first, you got to accept Jesus so that you can know what's happening. And the media can reach a lot of people.
That's right. And accepting Jesus Christ is the only answer. And then he could start working inside and helping you become more media savvy and media wise so that you can, your heart can start changing and look for the good and look for the honorable and the just and the righteous stuff to believe in and the truth. Figure out what real truth is rather than what your relative truth standard is. Dr. Ted Baer has been my guest, founder and publisher of The Movie Guide, The Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment, and chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission. Dr. Baer, how can people learn more about Movie Guide?
Go to movieguide.org. Movieguide.org. It's that simple.
Movieguide.org. Subscribe, and your email address? The email address?
We have free everything. I mean, we have free daily, you know, little emails for family movies, date movies, American Revolution movies, World War II movies. You know, for every single circumstance, you can get sign up to get these a couple of movies, 5 to 10, in your mailbox, and to, just to help you. We have a lot of tools to help you, but to find out all those tools, go to movieguide.org.
Movieguide.org. Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. It's been an honor for you to join me today on Encounter, and we pray that God has used this show to activate you into action so that you can watch the right entertainment, lead your family to listen and watch the right entertainment so that you can become more media wise. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. If you missed this episode, you can go to Bot Radio Network, click on St. Louis, and look at our Encounter archives. Hopefully you'll join me next time for Encounter. Thanks, Dr. Bayer, for being my guest.
Oh, you're wonderful. God bless.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.